What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown for the first episode of the year. Ryan Lombardi, joined by Coach Raz, as we are getting ready to go here, Coach. It's new school year, new season, the boys are ready to go. Just overall thoughts being back here at St. Bonaventure this year.
Fall is in the air. Fall is in the air. Leaves are starting to change, getting that cold night, and then it warms up midday. It's hot out, so one of my favorite times of the year.
I would say so. I love shorts and a sweatshirt to start the day, and then going to the t-shirt eventually, but it's my favorite weather. It's great. Leaves are changing. Not the only thing that's changing, though, as Fred Handler Park is getting some renovations done.
There's a lot of fun, exciting projects that are going around the athletic department. Obviously, one of the bigger ones that you can see is the baseball field. And yeah, it's, you know, we're getting pretty close to the finish line. I think when you're talking about the turf and the stadium and everything, you know, I think Thanksgiving's kind of that end timeline when it will all be done. So, you know, we're really close. We know it'll be done for the season. So that's exciting. But just seeing kind of the way that it's being built and going through these steps, you know, I think that even the pictures don't necessarily do it justice for when, like, you go down there and actually see it in person. Like, it's impressive, you know. I think it's cool because I think people will love to come see the field because it's going to be different than other places that you go to. I don't think there's going to be a lot of fields that necessarily look like ours because it has that Bonaventure tie into it, right? Like the brick press box, the brick backstop that matches our buildings on campus, the roof that's going to go on the press box of the tiling that we have, which makes our campus so beautiful, right? So, like, it's going to be unique. The hill is still involved, you know, the path, like, it's going to be really cool. And you can already tell, like, when you take a picture from behind the backstop, you can't even tell the netting's up. It's that clear of a look now, you know? So it's exciting.
As a broadcaster, definitely a big fan of that. It was a little hard to see through the fence and the big metal poles, but I think this is my favorite project that athletics is doing right now. Might be a little biased, but
yeah,
no, it's definitely really exciting. And, like, then having the actual stadium seating, and then once you guys wrap up your fall season in November, they're going to go and replace the infield turf, right?
Yep, the infield turf's going to get replaced, you know, and very thankful of the athletic department kind of pushing that, you know, to get that done. The outfield's not getting replaced right now, which is okay because it's in great shape. You know, I think the infield's had a little bit of wear and tear. There's some patchwork out there to just kind of have a fresh start and, you know, get rid of that natural warning track. And the infield will be nice for drainage purposes, so we only have to really manage the outfield one. Yeah, that's the turf's a great added bonus to this project. But it's, yeah, it's exciting. It's already, you know, you want to get to the finish line, but you're already, you know, you're already starting to think, like, we've got a great foundation, you know, a great piece. Like, what can we add to it down the line, you know, because I think that there's a lot of chance for expansion and growing and continuing to move forward.
Yeah, definitely have to shout out the St. Bonaventure Athletic Director, Bob Beretta. I mean, he's doing amazing things. So shout out Mr. Beretta.
Crushing it. Crushing it. You know, and I haven't been at the Division I level or at multiple schools for very long, right? So I only can reference back to what I had at Herkimer, which was pretty special. My athletic director was very involved. I was very close with him. But I, you know, heard rumors that at other schools they're not as involved. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable. He's at every game. He's, you know, he's so available to talk to. You can text him, email him. He just cares. And he's in the trenches, you know, like, he loves this place, obviously, because he went here. And he's working so hard to improve things and have a vision. And it's exciting, you know, and it's not just the field project. It's, you know, we're getting a new locker room that'll be for baseball only, finally. Alumni are so pumped, you know. We have a buy a locker campaign going on now for our alumni, and they jumped all over. I mean, we're like 30 lockers. I mean, we only have like 10 lockers left. So they're crushing it, and getting the resources to do this stuff is, yes, it's headed by Mr. Beretta for sure. Like, he's front and center, but we couldn't do it without our alumni. You know, we couldn't, and they've been so great to us, and just very thankful. And I think that speaks a lot to St. Bonaventure and what makes this place unique, right? Our alumni are so passionate. Our positions are in the trenches. You know, we're not just sitting from the comfy towers watching down, you know, like coaches are involved, athletic directors involved. It's just, it's a blue collar working class environment here. And it's great.
Yeah. I'm a student ambassador here at St. Bonaventure. So I give a lot of tours around campus sometimes, you know, baseball recruits, but even I've been given some recruiting tours and the coaches, the new coaches here that we have been coming on the tours with us just to kind of learn more about this place. And something I always preach is just how crazy the alumni are about this place and how like the amount of money they pour in and all that stuff, because they're just so crazy. There's actually a sign in the Rathskeller that says once a Bonnie, always a Bonnie. And it's always something I point out because, I mean, the people are just so crazy about this place. And
well, Woj says
it's huge.
It.
Yes.
When we have recruits here, and if he's available, he'll stop up and talk to a recruit for me anytime. And he tells every recruit that we talk to is like, this decision that you're making is not a 4-year decision. This is a 40-year decision. Mm-hmm. Like the connections that you're going to make here are going to last you a lifetime. And that's why this place is so different. So yeah, I couldn't agree more, man. It's a special place and there's a lot of excitement going on. There's a lot of good energy. And now we got a bunch of new players to add to it.
Yeah. A bunch of newcomers, 18 to be exact. I think let's just start with the freshmen, work down the list. because they're 18's a lot. And we have, some returners as well. So we'll kick things off, lead things off with second baseman Joey Bruno from Lake Orion, Michigan.
Well, he's not a freshman, so we're going straight into transfers. Yeah, we named our freshmen in the fall.
And yes.
I think that we did talk about them in one of our podcasts in the fall. And, you know, they got a chance to go out and have their senior years. But, you know, watching them kind of grow and finally get on campus, you know, Ty Corey's here. You know, left-handed pitcher from Phoenix, New York, and Eamon Giblin, who's a dual player for us from Syracuse, Jack Kelly, a right-handed pitcher from Rochester, Kenny Mapes from Pennsylvania, and then Chris Florentino. So, you know, those five guys have been wanting to come here for a while, and they're finally on campus. I think they're excited to be here for sure. We were able to add a late high school graduate, which doesn't really happen very much, but just with the whole roster thing that happened this summer with the NCAA, we ended up having a spot open. We brought in Christian Lamoths from California, we've been really impressed.
Bit of a utility player.
What we've seen so far, we've been very impressed by him as well. And he's, you know, a little bit newer to the following of guys that we've brought in from the high school class, but very excited about him. You know, we're working with him defensively to figure out that, but he can swing it from the left side for sure. So, love the group of freshmen in from the high school ranks. I think, you know, that's one of the things we like about this recruiting class is the ratio of guys that we have. Like, you know, having six high school kids and having eight junior college kids and, you know, four-year transfers, you know, I think it's a good ratio for what we want to be, for sure, because we're always going to have a play in the junior college market, especially when you can grab four All-Americans.
So, yeah.
And that's where you probably want to – Joey Bruno.
Yes,
right?
Okay, yeah, he's listed as a freshman online, but he is a transfer from that Lansing Community College?
Yep, in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yep. Big-time year. Big-time year.
Tell me a little about him.
All-American, hit 460. 68 ribbies, 25 extra base hits, only struck out 10 times in like 160 at bats. So Joey's a very talented kid, got big shoes to fill at second base from David Marshall. But we are very excited about Joey. He's shown a lot early. Great kid. Love getting to know him. And yeah, he's one of those junior college All-Americans we're fired up about.
Yeah. What about Owen Smith? The transfer from Williamsville North.
No. Owen was here last year. Owen was a red shirt.
Okay, that's why.
Last year, recovering from surgery, had a good summer. Had a good summer with Olean Oilers, but Owen was here with us last year.
That's on me.
Does he?
I'm just.
It happens. It's all right. It's all right. Well, you wasn't, he didn't play last year, so I can understand.
Yes,
him
yes.
Being new. But yeah,
didn't have a number on the site. It was.
Yeah.
I missed the year. All right. Tell me the next transfer you want to touch on.
So I think, you know, when you're talking about the junior college kids, we talked about Joey being an All-American. There's three more All-Americans that had really big years. Manny Castro from Northern Essex Community College. Not only was he an All-American, but he was a Gold Glove winner, too, at third base. I got a chance to go watch him after our season last spring compete in the World Series. And Manny was the best player on that team offensively, you know, hitting the three-hole. I got a chance to watch him pitch hit against Matt Barr from Niagara, who ended up going in the fourth or fifth round in the draft this year, and had a hit against him and didn't look overmatched, and had a home run against a kid from Texas on the mound that had some good off-speed stuff and showed the ability to hit that. And so really excited about Manny over at third base. I think that high-level defender, fast, got some power, and a great kid. You know, really like him. And then we added Anthony Fernandez, another. He was an honorable mention JUCO All-American, but for Division I. Played down at Monroe Community College in the city. Might have the highest ceiling offensively as far as draft prospects.
Yeah, he hit .345, had an OPS over one last year. Yeah, I mean, that he had 100 hits over two seasons as well. So
when you watch him though, like athletically, mm-hmm. it's different. Like,
okay,
his foot speed is different. His quick twitch is very fast.
Like, yeah,
he has electricity in his body. Like it is very electric. And we did our, you know, our first day combine out there getting velos and 60 times. And, you know, he threw a ball from the outfield 95 miles per hour. So, you know, it's an elite arm, elite speed.
Yeah.
Hitting the three hole, the Valley League all summer was very good. We're very excited about Anthony, and, you know, he's got big shoes to fill in center field, so you know, no doubt about that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Tell me about Derek Duval. He's a guy I've actually – one of the only transfers I've met, Chris Holcraft has introduced me to him a few times now. And he very infamously goes, Derek Duval, every time.
Yeah.
But is he a guy you're pretty hyped about?
I've tried to recruit Derek for 3 years. So I was on him. He's a Fonda, New York kid, which when I was
third time's a charm.
When I was back at Herkimer, it was 20 minutes on the road. So I liked him out of high school, tried to get him to come to Herkimer. He went to Post University D2. Then I got the job at St. Bonaventure, and he went to Florence Darlington Tech, which was a JUCO in South Carolina. Followed him that year, ends up going to the JUCO World Series as their closer. Tried to recruit him here, had him here on a visit. Decided to go to the College of Charleston instead of coming to us last year. Was disappointed because I like him a lot. Big-bodied kid, thicker, but a dog, man. Like, he loves to pitch. And had good numbers at Charleston, just didn't have a ton of opportunity, and got in the portal and recruited him a third time. And I definitely think it helped that Holcraft and him were on the same summer league team. They got along. They became really good friends.
Right.
And we were able to land him, and I'm very excited to finally have him. I think that he has a toughness, he has thick skin, wants the ball. You know, I think he's going to be very important in the role that we have kind of carved out for him and a few other guys.
Yeah, and then you got one of your go-to guys back from 2024. Tristan Champa is back with the Bonnies as a grad student. How did that come about?
The NCAA, you got to love them, right? So they, you know, had a rule where he couldn't be here because of some junior college hours and just craziness, and thought it was really unfair at the time and felt bad for the kid. And he ended up having to go transfer out to, you know, get a degree. And then lo and behold, the NCAA changed their mind on a bad decision, and it granted him another year. And, you know, I think that there was always kind of the taste in his mouth that he didn't get to finish here what he wanted to come here and do. And when that opportunity opened up, he wanted to come back, and we wanted him back. So we're really glad to have him. And I think, you know, with Duval and Tristan, and even David James, who's a returner for us, I think those three have a chance to be, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. It's so early in this process, right? But as a coach, you're trying to forecast things a little bit.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to last year when we had these conversations, and it was constantly like, I can tell you right now, the lineup opening day will not be the same lineup in May when we end our season. So
yeah, and those three are seniors. They have experience. You know, if we can get the ball to them late and they can give us 3-4 innings, which I think they can do, they're longer reliever type of options. You know, those are three hammers.
You know,
three guys that can shut down games for us. So if we can get the ball to them with the game close or the lead, I'll feel really good about where we're at. So Tristan was an important piece because he had that experience. Duvall's a dog. James, we know, did a great job at that last year. So, you know, grabbing them too as transfers was definitely really big for us.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about it's Taiga Sukuma, right?
Yep.
Another guy, international player. This is pretty cool.
He's fun. He's fun to watch. Again, there's some history there. I recruited him at Herkimer. He came to Herkimer. His freshman year was our national championship year. But we were very good, obviously. We won a national championship. So he redshirted that year. He played the following year after I had left, graduated, went to an NAIA. He wanted to go a little bit further south and did that. Graduated from his NAIA as an all-conference player and had 1 year left. And we had an opportunity here. He spent a summer here after that freshman year playing for the Oilers. So there was a connection here. He had been here before. There was some comfort. And we're able to bring him in. And you can already tell, guys, he might be one of the favorite guys on the team. So guys love him. And he's electric. He's fun to watch. He's really fun to watch. So, yeah, excited to have Taiga with us.
Yeah, I got to talk to him and James Capolupo in the gym a few weeks back. And it was when he walked away, James was telling me, he's a guy that everybody's really excited about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. All right. Tell me about one of our other transfers. We touch all of them?
No, we didn't get them
all.
No. So those were the 3 4-year transfers we just kind of talked about.
Yeah.
Duvall, Tristan, and Taiga. Mm-hmm. The last one will not be forgotten, though, because I believe that Joey Calabretti will be a huge addition for us. Came in from Seton Hall. Just didn't get a great opportunity there, but he was a talented kid out of high school. He was actually ranked the 5th best prospect in the Big East his freshman year. Just didn't get a lot of chances as a dual guy. Had a huge summer in my hometown in Little Falls. So he went back, played summer ball there, dominated on the mound. He threw 19 innings, didn't give up a run, had like 23 strikeouts with one walk. And he led him in home runs and ribbies. He's electric. You know, he's really a good infielder, like third base for sure. We're going to slide him over to first. We're going to, you know, try to save his arm a little bit. I think he's one of the guys that we're thinking can maybe be a weekend starter for us.
Wow.
And maybe be a dual guy, like a true, like, play first base Friday, Saturday, start on Sunday type of kid. So he's a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
He's loud. He's exciting. You know, he's definitely fun to be around. Him and David James have worked up quite a friendship. They end up being roommates. So it's been great to have his energy around us.
Yeah.
And he's really appreciative. You know, he loves it here because he didn't love Seton Hall, you know, and I think he's really excited about having an opportunity here. He likes the campus environment and things like that. So yeah, I think our 4-4-year additions are all going to have really big impacts for us. So
that's big.
Really excited about those guys. Back to the junior college kids coming in. You know, we talked about the 3 All-Americans. Elijah Palmer is a 4th All-American out of North Carolina. A really strong outfielder, an athlete, guy that can hit. You know, I think that he will definitely be able to help us this year. Nolan Feet out of Niagara Community College, a left-handed pitcher. When we did our liquid labs report, his measurements were the best by far. You know, the measurables on him are draft-like. 6'5", left-handed pitcher, It's going to be 90 to 93 with really good stuff. And it's a Chris Sale type of arm angle. It's like from the side. So an arm that we think can compete for a rotation spot. Another guy coming in from the junior college ranks at Edgar Paulino is another guy that we think can compete for a rotation spot. Been up to 96, you know, we'll run it 92, 94, can touch 96. Got a good, you know, got some arm side run, little cutter, split, tough, big, you know, big physical kid.
Paulino had 34 strikeouts over 28 innings at Northern Essex Community College last season.
So yeah.
It's just definitely like the numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, and he was a position player at Assumption. Converted to a pitcher, was their closer at Essex last year. So he's still new to it. There's a fresh arm there. You know, I think there's a lot of room for growth still.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And then we had a couple other junior college arms, Justin Gottlieb from California. Mark Holm was the closer for Niagara, had a really big year as well. So yeah, you know, really excited about the, that's everyone. I mean, yeah. I'm really excited about the class. I think all of them are insert and can help us right away. So it's been good. It's been good to get to know them. Over
I think one of the problems last year with some of the pitching was the ability to throw consistent strikes on the mound. How do these guys coming in shape that differently and kind of make you guys a better team than last year?
I think when we recruited these guys, that was on the back of our mind that we wanted to grab kids that have shown the ability to throw strikes. We kind of took the – not that we don't care about stuff, but we put a priority more on is there an ability to throw strikes? Have they shown it more than what did the radar gun say? You know? So I think that we're hopeful that these guys can come in and throw more strikes and be dynamic. So it's, yeah, I think it's definitely something that we've talked about. We're investing in, you know, the Liquid Lab thing was big for us. Getting Jackson Root here as a pitching coach has been a really, really good for us so far. So, you know, we're the investment part in that. And it's true. I mean, there's some new pieces in the lineup, but I'm not concerned about our lineup. I think we have a lot of talent offensively and defensively. The concern is obviously on the mound because we just don't have a lot of returning guys that have pitched here in the A-10 and have had success. So, hopefully the pieces that we brought in can help us build on that. But yeah,
let's go over the coach because you mentioned Jackson Root coming in as the pitching coach. Let's talk about the coaching staff updates because a little bit happened this offseason.
Yeah, you know, obviously Coach Solano is still here with us, but we were able to add two more paid coaching positions, so we're at the full four now, which is great. Jackson Root is somebody that I had met on the road this summer recruiting and then got a phone call from Nick Durba at Maine who recommended him to us. And I love Coach Durb. So, you know, grabbing Jackson has been everything that Coach Durb said he would be. So he's been a great addition. And then obviously Jackson DeJean has been here since I've gotten here. So there's a great relationship there.
Mr. St. Bonaventure.
Yeah. You know, kind of like BJ, they're very similar, two catchers. But you know, he loves this place and, you know, was a grad assistant last year, finishing up his master's degree and, you know, wanted to stick on another year and try out the coaching thing for a little bit. So love the staff. Very, very happy about where we're at with that.
Yeah. And of course your son AJ is back. As a student assistant as well, so definitely pretty exciting.
Yeah, final year, gonna one last run, and then he's got to move on to life. So
yeah. All right, let's talk about the returners. We mentioned some of these guys throughout the show so far, but Chris Holcraft back for his senior year, utility player. I mean, he was just so good last year and had a great summer, and definitely expecting big things out of him.
Yeah, Chris is our leader. You know, I think this team's going to go as Chris leads us. I can see Chris sliding up into that leadoff spot and just being kind of that rock at the top of our lineup. I don't know where he's going to play defensively because we've got a lot of good position players. But I think that's the great thing about Chris is it doesn't matter because he's going to hit leadoff every game. So It'll be in there somewhere. You know, we'll just figure it out. But, you know,
Chris. So we got news on the lineup. He's the leadoff hitter.
Yeah. I mean, barring, you know, things change. But yeah, I think initially that's kind of our thought is we like to have a guy that can hit leadoff, that can steal bases, hit for some power, provide some energy, experienced, take the pressure off everybody else. You know, Chris has got the ability to go up there, start off the game with a double or a home run. So, yeah, love Chris. Important, very important guy for us.
Another piece of the infield who kind of saw a lot more playing time towards the end of the season. Gavin Constantine is back, the junior, and he's just another guy. He produced last year.
Yeah, when given the opportunity, he did a really good job defensively and came up with some clutch hits. He's a junior, so we need the next step from him. We expect more, and I'm hoping that he can give it to us. You know, there's the talent is there for sure, and we're excited about Gavin, and he's an awesome kid. So you know, all the boxes are checked there for him, and you know, we're excited to see what he can do now that he's a little bit older.
Antonio Cordero's back, the catcher, who's seen the field since his freshman year. So hoping for another big year out of him. He had a great summer. It was in the Appalachian League. And, I mean, he's just another guy very excited about to see back on the field.
I think he's, again, in the lines of, like, Chris. Like, he's somebody who's been here. We've invested a lot of time with him. We're expecting his junior year for him to take that next jump. And he showed that this summer. You know, having a big summer, being named All-League in the Appy League is not easy. It's a very good league. A lot of kids drafted out of there. So Antonio has put himself in a really good position to go have a big year for us and be very important. You know, if Antonio's hitting fourth or fifth in our lineup and holding it down, then we're going to be in a really good spot.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need him to be that guy, and it's been set up for him to be that way. So feel good about it.
Ryan Cusi, is he still going to be a two-way player this year?
Yeah. Listen, we're going to play it out this fall, see how it works. It's been electric on the mound.
Yeah.
It's definitely electric. But we're going to give the hitting one more shot this fall, see if it catches. If not, we'll make a decision at the end of the fall.
Yeah, love it. I mean, he had that really long relief appearance against VCU that have kept you guys in that game where you guys swept. James Capolupo is back, and hopefully will potentially be that Friday or Saturday starter.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We got a lot of competition.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need him healthy. That's the biggest thing. But he's proven to be able to throw quality innings for us. Would love to have him healthy and helping us out this spring.
Yeah, Jackson Ross, the sophomore, is back. Local kid. And he's someone I'm definitely excited about. He showed some promise in some of his midweek starts. Could we see him in a similar role this year?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about throwing strikes for Jackson. The stuff's there. You know, he's just got to, again, as these guys get older, we invest time in them as a freshman. We expect a better year their sophomore year, and then we expect them to dominate their junior year. So as long as he can keep getting better and improving and showing that he's growing, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Brian Crothers, backup catcher from last year, also had pretty good summer in the Appalachian League. He's back. Alex Barger. Sam Baruch is back. Tucker Genovese. Connor Wolf. David James. Ryan Clementowski. Tom Wilkie. And then Connor Vercoloni. Gilbert Saunders to round it out. Just all guys that are coming back. Just out of those names, I know I named a lot. We're running out of time here. Just who are you excited for? Like,
obviously, Connor's back for another year. After hitting 10 home runs last year. Gilbert was a closer for us for a lot of times last year. So those are guys who had big years last year that are back. And yeah, you know, there's some older guys and there's some opportunity here still. So it's a long fall. Yeah. We haven't even started scrimmaging yet, but
yeah,
definitely there's excitement about the group of talent that is here.
Yeah. Excited to see David James back. He's another guy who was a weekend starter last year. Could probably see him in a similar role again. But yeah, no, all around, team's got some good players all around, and I'm sure you're excited, Coach, to first scrimmage tomorrow. I think this should release today, so Saturday the 20th, first scrimmage, and then, of course, the ribbon cutting next week, family weekend here at St. Bonaventure for Fred Handler Park, so a lot of things to look forward to. It's the biggest news this offseason. I think we got to touch on right-handed pitcher Michael Cellina becomes the highest draft pick in St. Bonaventure history, taken in the fourth round of the MLB draft by the San Diego Padres. I mean, just how cool is that?
It's really cool, right? I'm very thankful because Michael's a kid that decided to stay here, didn't get into the portal to try to drive his draft stock up, ended up getting hurt, and it didn't hurt him, right? To go in the fourth round, to get some life-changing money, to have an opportunity, which excites you. Like, if he would have stayed healthy and put up a really good year, I wonder where he would have went, because going in the fourth round injured is pretty crazy, right?
So, yeah.
Love Michael. He still texts us all the time. He talks about us at St. Bonaventure. So he is very tied into who our recruits are, who's here. You know, and I expect that relationship to stay strong. He's very faithful about being the highest draft pick in St. Bonaventure history. It means a lot to him. So we're excited to see him get through his rehab and get back on the mound at some point. But super happy for him, happy for his family. I'm glad it all worked out because the plan worked. You know, we had a plan. It worked. It wasn't perfect. We had some hiccups. But I think that's the idea when you have a strong plan, right? Like, if you have things in place and you do things, sometimes hiccups happen, like injuries. And if you've done the right things, hopefully those things will pay off. And I think that we did. I think we marketed Michael. We got his name out there. We told every scout for the last year and a half when he was thrown, what time he was thrown, like everything. So
yeah,
you know, there's enough people that saw him and had the information and had videos and our analytics stuff. So, you know, we did right by him. He did right by us by staying. It paid off. He got picked really high. And he's happy. Still wearing the brown.
That I was about to say, he did not escape the brown with the Padres. So pretty cool for him. Congratulations, Michael Cellina. And then you hinted at it earlier. One of the big losses for this team that came in the offseason. Jace Tarnish entered the transfer portal and committed to Kentucky, part of the SEC, which is one of the highest baseball conferences in college baseball.
Yeah. You know, miss Jace already. Love Jace as a person for sure. Respect his talent. And, you know, I think the SEC is just different, right? Like, I think it's very comparable to being a minor league baseball league, right? The talent level is very high. If you have a lot of success in that league, it's going to put you out there. So, and the money's just crazy, you know, and there's nothing that we can do about that. And, you know, we just have to move on and be thankful for the time that we had and love Jace, love his family. I get it. I understand, but I'm more worried about the people that are here. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. I have to take care of the guys that are here. I have to get excited about what we have here. And I am, you know, every year is a new year. You can't look back at the past. I can't get mad and upset and fight the state of college baseball, because what are you going to do? Cry about it or
yeah.
just get better? You know,
no, like, it's the working,
you know, like
the state of the NCAA right now. You just got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, it is what it is. So I think the guys that are here love it here. They're excited to be here. We're excited about having them. Our expectations haven't changed. We're fired up about who we are and what we can do this year. So, you know, thankful for this year, thankful for the years past, the guys that have been here, but
yeah,
it's on to 2025-26.
I'm excited for it. Looking so much forward to the rest of the fall. I think we got three more episodes this fall that will bang out across up until like November. And then when the spring hits, we'll hit the ground running. Really excited, Coach. And then lastly, before we close out this show, X. We need our X account back.
It's crazy.
Bonnie's Baseball at X. Save it. Start the hashtag.
Can't even get a response.
Somebody get the attention of whoever's running that and bring us Bonnie's Baseball back on X.
I've sent 50-plus emails.
It's so sad.
Appeals. We can't even get a response.
It's so sad.
It's sad. It's sad that there's, you know, that poor customer service going on in such a major platform like
yeah.
that. But You know, you can still follow Coach Raz. I'm still pumping stuff out.
I love it. I love it. I was seeing all the renovation updates this summer. It was great. Liking, reposting, all of it. But Coach, always appreciate the time. Looking forward to the next one. But in the meantime, go Bonnies. And let's kick off 25-26 to a great start, huh?
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you guys next time here on the Baseball Rundown, brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network.